And we have Emil DeToffel from Less EMF. Emil, let's talk about some of the top new technologies you have available through Less EMF. If they want to go there, go directly to the front page of NutriMedical.com and look down the affiliates, and you'll see the Less EMF logo. We will get credit if they go through that site, and I think it's important for people to understand that, by the way, if you have callers, the call-in numbers are 512-716-1883, 512-716-1897, because our 800 number is not working. Again, at 512-716-1883 and 1897. Emil, tell us about the latest technologies.
We have some fabulous new items to talk about here. For those people who are still taking their cell phone to bed with them, putting it under their pillow or somewhere in their bed, we've developed a new anti-radiation pillowcase. It's looks and feels like an ordinary pillowcase. It's white. You put it on your pillow, but it's made out of a shielding fabric. It's a cotton with silver fibers woven into it. It is washable, and by putting this on your pillow, you can put your cell phone under the pillow, and you'll have actually two layers of shielding, because the pillowcase is, of course, two layers.
Right.
So it's a fabulous way, if you insist on doing that, if you need to do that because you get emergency calls at night or for some other reason. Or if your teenagers are doing this on the sly and you so-called don't know about it, get these pillowcases, put it on the pillow, and then you can forget about it. No one needs to remember to do anything or do anything different. And if you like, you can actually put a regular pillowcase over it so that you don't have to wash it as often. So it's a great way to reduce radiation for anybody who's still putting their phone under their pillow.
And why would they put their phone under their pillows? Because they're listening to music, or they want to get that
right.
Vital call? Everybody's cyber-connected now, aren't they?
Yeah, right. I know so many parents who call us and tell us, you know, I can't break my teenager's habit. In the middle of the night, they get these text messages from their friends or their Instagrams or whatever it is that they... You know how addicted they are, and
yeah,
they just won't give it up.
I got a new term for you. It's called manic cyberphilia.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense. Cyberphilia,
right.
Because somebody who loves the internet or loves, you know, this electronic gadgetry so much that they just can't put it down while they're sleeping.
Well, the most profound picture I've seen is to have people sitting around a table that could be like the 1950s of malt shop. And they're all text messaging each other with their thumbs going like the speed of light. And they're not talking to each other. They're cyber texting each other. On the table, talking to each other and friends that are not there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty weird.
That's right. And these kids, you know, you see them, they have to take their phone into the lavatory. They have to take it, you know, everywhere and anywhere, because they just can't stand to miss the latest news about who's eating what, and you know what, who's wearing what, and whose hair is different. It's maddening to me. But that's a whole separate issue. I mean,
let me tell you where it's going. Okay, right now the human body, and again, the body is what's called a body bioelectric, which I have one of the old books on body bioelectric, and I've been working in this field now for 36 years since 1980. What I've discovered is the body is a quantum body. It's a body that basically is a framework of nonlinear communication with cell membranes. Every cell membrane is a liquid crystal microprocessor. And it's doing what's called stochastic, nonlinear, fuzzy logic using basically we call solfeggio fractal harmonic frequencies to actually turn on and off all, ion channels and active transport mechanisms to regulate minerals, to regulate turning on and off of genes. So basically every cell membrane is a frequency-dependent harmonic capacitor, and every circuit in your body determines whether you have health or disease. I'm presenting a lecture in December called The Song of DNA. It's very different. I mean, I talked to Ron Klatz, who's the president of A4M, because I tried to find the niche. I'm thinking, I've looked for decades now as to what, quote, theory supports the idea of aging, but we now know cell phones are causing brain cancer. People say, oh, how did it do that? Well, it's doing it non-thermally. And if you look at a scanning electron microscope of tissue, and it's not just 5 or 10%, it's 100% of any human tissue or animal tissue or plant tissue, you expose to electromagnetic frequencies, and the neural pores and transport mechanisms seize up. You can actually see the compression of the neural pores, and the transport mechanisms literally seize up because it stresses these cell membranes. Now, when you do that, you jam normal cellular communications. You jam the ion channels, so now the minerals that maintain enzyme activity and structural proteins isn't there. Because every active site of every enzyme requires a monoatomic form of a mineral to catalyze the making and breaking of specific chemical bonds. And without that, none of your biological processes occur. So it's not a minor thing. Yes, there's multiple reasons why we have colony collapse disorder, but the chief one, the most important one, is electromagnetic pollution. We also have neonicotinoid pesticides used in Europe. We also have, you know, trucking bees right across the country that stress them out too. That's not helpful to be exposed to trimethyl and hydride diesel fuel pollution and nitric oxide and other crap that's in the air. But the biggest reason why we're starting to see an increase in all kinds of illnesses, including the stress of the body that causes diabetes, because diabetes is a stress disorder, it's a mineral deficient disorder, and when you stress cells, you don't transport those essential minerals to the target tissues. So, in a sense, you create a famine of the mineral absorption and transport when you zap a tissue or cell with electropollution. Now, you have some technologies that can measure that, too. You know, the gigahertz solutions for smart meters. You got a little device with a little triangular antenna on top of it. You can walk around your home and go on the switch plates and the dimmer switches, and you can see if things are properly wired or not wired properly, creating electropollution. Can you tell us about some of those things and some of the other ways of actually picking up that we're constantly bathing ourselves in electropollution? And interestingly, it's tuned to the what's harmonic, what we call molecular resonance of water, which is 2.4 gigahertz, and that's what's, you know, the microwave generator in a microwave oven and the carrier frequency to communicate with your smart appliances, which is tied in the smart grid and your smartphone and your smart meter, not so smart, is tied to the actual harmonic resonant frequency of water, which actually transports information throughout your cells and tissues of every living thing. Not a smart thing, actually. It's a unsmart thing to do, but they did it. What do you think, Emil?
Yeah, of course, it's a totally unsmart thing. It's a no small marketing ploy to call these smart meters. There's nothing smart about them. They might be called devious meters or spy meters.
Or if you're not smart, you're going to use one. How's that? In other words, it's the unsmart that use them.
That's, yeah, maybe so. And yet, many people are stuck with them, at least at this point, battling with these.
I deal with lots of people wrestling. I said, stop wrestling. We put up the links for several years now, 3 or 4 years. You can swap out the meter, call an electrician, get it swapped out. And they just serve them a notice, and then they give you a fits. I had two technicians come out, and they're staying right in front of my home. And they said, you're going to delay this, right? And I said, no. I said, you must have missed that class in grade two of the word never. I guess you've never heard of the word never before, right? And they looked at me like really weird. I said, I'm being sarcastic, but I said, you don't understand. If you come out to try to put a smart meter on in my home, I'm going to come out angry, armed, and dangerous. And if you try to put it on my home, I'm going to sue you and your company, and I'll sue you personally. So I said, you have to understand how serious to take this. When they put the smart meter in November of 2011 on my home, I went from having moderate insomnia to like, oh my God, 45 minutes is the maximum you're going to get to sleep in one session insomnia. Because I'm a high energy person as it is, so if I don't take things to keep my system calmed down, like our calm mind, brain mag, and other things, I'm like, man, I'm just like zipping along with more energy than you can imagine. And that's not good. I need adequate levels of sleep in order to get rest and heal my body. And when you stress somebody, for example, when you stress bees, they can't find it back to the hive. Part of the reason why is they see the torsion fields of the Earth's magnetosphere, and they match it up with the position of the sun in the sky, and that's how they find their hive. They know, they use these things to kind of calibrate where their hive is. They get what I call Beeheimer's disease. And the primary reason for it, even when there's no nicotinoid pesticides, is electropollution. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy, sure. The things that we're wantonly changing in our environment are poisoning, I should say. Changing is a real euphemism.
Right.
But these things we just go along changing without any regard for
unintended
consequences.
I had people try to argue with me. Now, you know, trying to argue with Deagle when I tell you I'm an expert in a specific area is really a suicidal, intellectually suicidal thing. And I put challenges out there. I say, you know, if you think you're brave enough, call in on the air, or after hours if you're not brave enough and you want to actually just deal with me a one-to-one by phone or Skype or whatever, and I'm going to intellectually vivisect you. Now, people say, that's not nice. Why do they presume I'm nice? Firstly, I'm nice because I'm compassionate and I'm brave, but I'm not going to play with the truth. The truth is very dangerous. I'm an expert on radiotoxicology and nuclear plants and other things, and if you don't face reality, you get burned, and it's not funny. The same thing with electropollution. When you're slapping one of these things on your home, or you're walking around with a cell phone without one of your fancy pillow cases, and you're sleeping on the damn thing, you do not think that your blood-brain barrier is breaking bone down, and you're actually inducing what's called nitroperoxy radical in your genes, and your astrocytes and your glial cells are now mutating to say, we better go anaerobic because we're getting at such stress now. And by the way, when your genes go anaerobic, your cells go anaerobic, they start to switch on and off genes to turn the brain cells into cancer. So you don't think there's a chance that you may get a multicentric astroglioma in your temporal lobe because that's the side you're sticking a cell phone on when you're talking to your friends all day long? Really?
Yeah.
Really? And if you do a digital thermogram, before and after somebody uses a cell phone as little as 30 seconds, you can see a digital thermographic change because the amount of heat produced, because you uncouple oxidative phosphorylation, you'll start to see the person generate more heat. And it's not a thermal effect by the phone kind of heating the side of your head because the phone's not hot. We're talking about the induction of mitochondrial function makes your body make it hot because your metabolism's all screwed up by the cell phone. People say, well, that's open. I said, look, I've had Ole Johansson from the Karolinska Institute. And over in Sweden, they got upset enough with him because he was making things, you know, these are the guys that did the original research years ago. They were getting upset with Ole because they didn't want him to kind of further freak out people that when women are working around in these computer monitors, it's screwing up their pregnancies and their periods and their mood and everything. And he proved it. This is like 30, 40 years ago. And people still think they have an option to argue. Why do they have that delusional idea that they have a right to an opinion when they don't have any evidence to support it? Tell me, Emil, because...
I don't have an answer for that.
I think it's a form of mental illness. I think, you know, excuse me. It's a form of mental illness. The same thing with mercury. When I was just doing my research with Dr. Vimy, I got threatened by the Colorado... the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons that I should not be working in association just developing body burden equations. When I was doing research on pulse magnetic field, I developed this first morphogenic field machine, which I never manufactured. It's called the Dynatens. And when you move it over a tissue, you can hear it sing because it's a harmonic resonator. You can hear it sing different notes. And you hear the sound notes as it hits the acupoints over the body and starts harmonic resonant treatment. Well, guess what? Electromagnetic radiation is how the body communicates. And you put the wrong thing in, you know, gigo, garbage in, garbage out, and garbage in, your genes go out. You start screwing up, turning on genes that shouldn't be turned on and turning other ones off that should be turned off. So let's talk about a few more things. What other radiation detectors do you have for electropollution, and what are the technologies for creating radiation walls if you're in an apartment and you're trying to sleep in your room and don't want that blast of radiation from one of these super meters where, you know, they pull in all these swarming signals to 1 meter, and then you're blasting it through the side of your apartment wall where you may be making dinner or trying to go to sleep.
Right. Many of our people have asked us for more solutions, particularly for when they're sleeping. People are using these baby monitors these days to keep an eye on their newborn baby in the other room or upstairs. And there's a camera that goes in the baby's room that looks at the baby. And then, of course, a monitor, or little TV, basically, that goes in the parent's room. And both of these are radiating. They talk to each other, these two pieces of equipment. So they're both sending signals out. And the signal they send out is very intense. We brought a unit in here for testing, and we were shocked. I mean, shocked. The intensity of radiation from these things was magnitudes of order stronger than coming out of a cell phone. So these things are blasting with great intensity 24/7, or at least as long as they're turned on. And generally, they're placed, one is placed close to the baby when it's in his crib or in his playpen, and the other is placed next to the parent, whether they're sleeping or in the kitchen or elsewhere in the house doing what they're doing. So now you're radiating both parties with great intensity. It's a terrible idea. I guess parents feel like they need to keep an eye on their baby all night long, and maybe there's circumstances that warrant that. If a baby has an illness or they have some medical equipment that needs to be monitored or some other reason. But you can't just put one of these bare naked in the room and radiate your baby with this all night long. And you can't put one in your bedroom and radiate yourself all night long. It's worse than putting a cell phone up to your head for that same period of time.
Right.
So there's now a baby monitor shield. It's a shielded plastic film that adheres to the front of the camera and the monitor. You actually get two pieces. You can trim it to size if you like, and you just put it on there and forget it. It reduces the radiation by 90% or better, and so in that one direction, right, in the direction that the camera's looking, meaning in the direction of the baby.
Right.
And for the monitor as well, in the direction of who's ever facing, you know, looking at the monitor. So in a very simple, very inexpensive way, you can, if you have to have these things, you can reduce your radiation all the time that the thing is on. And it's nothing to remember or adjust or anything. Once you put it on there, it takes about 2 minutes to put it on. It's on and it's done. So these newer ways, we talk about reducing our radiation, and many times we take the approach of just get rid of the source. But I'm finding that people are unwilling to do that in many cases. They've made up in their mind that they can't go on without a baby monitor or a cell phone or Wi-Fi. When, you know, I don't really get that, because people have done without those things for thousands of years.
It's only been since the millennium that these things have become really a part of your life. You know, they're almost like a cybernetic extension of human biology now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. And of course, it's just a matter of beliefs, really, that keep us addicted to these things. But nonetheless, I'm finding that people are unwilling to give them up. And so we're developing these products to help people use this technology a little bit safer. And I don't want people to hear that we're endorsing that, okay, now it's all right to put a cell phone up to your head, or now it's all right to radiate your baby with a baby monitor. What we are saying, though, if you insist on doing that, at least do something to make it safer. So these things are available. In addition, as far as we're talking about babies, you know, the baby may be in a house or in an apartment where there's Wi-Fi, or there's Wi-Fi coming from the neighbor, and canopies are available to put over the baby's bed. But many parents will swaddle a newborn baby up to about 6 months, you know, wrap them in a small blanket or small sheet, to keep them a little bit immobilized so that they feel snug and safe and won't roll away. And a swaddling sheet made of shielded fabric with shielding built into it is now available too. So
yeah,
all these things are available.
And by the way, if you have Wi-Fi, it can wipe out your memory trace. So it just...
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
It's the end of ignorance. It's the end of pretending. For example, I had somebody the other day that was looking at a product we had years and years ago called, called a BioPro, which is one of these little clips you put in your cell phone that supposedly creates a harmonic resonance. And, Emil, we talked about it on the break. You can't objectively prove that these things do anything. What you have to understand is the research has shown you need actually a barrier material that can absorb or deflect harmonic radiation. These things aren't generating white noise that you can demonstrate with an oscilloscope or other technology. And it's amazing how people will, I call the Google geniuses, they'll read something out there that may be way out of date, and they'll say, oh, well, the state of the art is I can still get XYZ, I just need to snap this on my cell phone and I'm fine, even though it's generating harmonic radiation that's going right to the side of their head. Interesting, eh?
It's very interesting. You know, we have taken the stance that we won't sell anything unless you can measure its benefit with a meter. And, you know, electromagnetic fields are pretty well understood for the last 100 years.
Right.
And, you know, this business of scalar waves and I'm trying to think of the word. People use terms about electromagnetic fields that are not demonstrable, right? And so if you can't measure or detect or somehow with a meter or a piece of equipment show that this aspect of the electromagnetic field is there, then how do you know it is?
Right.
You know, if you have a sticker or a pendant or a necklace or bracelet or something and you feel better using it, that's fine. But a manufacturer can't come to me and say, oh yeah, this thing is changing the or reflecting or somehow canceling the electromagnetic field. Oh really? Okay, show me. And I have yet to have one of them show me that. They'll show me a picture of someone's head with a thermal image, or they'll show me some blood cells under a microscope, and that's all fine. Maybe that has something to do with their product, and maybe it doesn't. I mean, those sort of things are very easy to manipulate, right? Those types of images. So I'm not terribly convinced by them on their own, right? The thing that concerns me even more is that these products will be cheap and readily available, and one size fits all. You just put it on and you go about your day. The scary part is that people who buy these will think that they are somehow protected and then may go and expose themselves way more than they would have using their common sense.
Right.
My cell phone's dangerous. My Wi-Fi is dangerous.
Well,
I shouldn't expose myself to it. But now I've got this necklace on, so I can sit.
Okay,
I can stick this thing right up my nose, and I'm fine.
Let me give you a concrete example of terahertz waves. Now, terahertz waves are very close to microwaves, and the devices they use in the airports are all terahertz wave scanners, so they can do a soft body, basically terahertz scan. When I took care of the Pratt & Whitney General Aircraft parts plant back in the early 90s, we had a big accident on the plant where we lost 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid because of the directed energy weapon that was being researched in the back of the plant for DARPA. Had a misfire. And I told the guys in the plant, I said, I'm not going to help you, and if you happen to get sick or die, that's your tough luck if you don't tell me 100% exactly what the heck you guys are doing, because it was classified. And, I said, you know, if you don't tell me what it is, I'm not going to help you. So they did, as they told me in great detail, how they were actually creating a collimated terahertz beam, and these devices were being put on the Abrams tank and the Apache A-10 helicopter that were deployed in Gulf War I just a few years before. And when these terahertz waves hit you, the first thing that happens, you get nauseated as hell, you start to lose your vision, it gets very, very severe vertigo and barfing, and eventually you end up with apoptosis of your cells. As they start to auto-digest, you're losing peroxisomes, you start getting cardiac arrhythmias, bleeding disorders, and a DIC, disseminated intravascular coagulopathy, so you start bleeding from every orifice before your cardiac arrest and die. Now, these collimated beams could be beamed up 5 to 6, 7 miles, and would go through the side of a cave. Now, what happens is, these scanners, I went to the LA airport 2 years ago, and I said, do you guys have a dosimetry card? And they looked at me weird, and I said, has these terahertz scanners that you have are generating radiation that's just a cousin of microwaves? And they freaked out. I said, oh, you don't have a dosimetry card? Well, guess what? You're probably getting high rates of cataracts and cancer of the skin and breast cancer, whatever.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There's going to be a lot of things happening in the next few months. They're holding back on a total collapse in the economy because of the election cycle, and they want to continue the powers that be to keep someone in that's going to do the policies of Obama, which are globalist policies, and transfer those to the corrupt Hillary Clinton regime. And it is a regime because there's a Wall Street broker that actually has stated that the Clinton Foundation is the most corrupt charity in world history, not just America, in the history of the world. We're dealing with things that are actually pretty monumental. When we have Bernie Sanders on the left and Donald Trump on the right, there people are voting for, they're totally fed up with the current system. And a good example of that system is Hillary Clinton, who's totally on the side of the globalists, on open borders, on increasing Syrian refugees despite the amount of terrorists that will be there, and on things that are going to continue to ratify these treaties, the TTP and TTIP. So Why do people want to support her? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense at all. Some people make bland statements like, we want the first woman president. There's lots of other women who make excellent presidents, not this witch. Number two, they think that somehow that they've heard the lies about about Trump being a misogynist or a racist or a bigot. None of those things stick. The man is not. I mean, he counterpunches back, and of course the media take that and make hay out of it. The fact is, Trump is, even his tweet back on Colin Kaepernick, and I talked to some people since I saw that this morning, and he said, you know, if he doesn't like this country, he can find somewhere else. That's a common statement by anybody who's just basically going to comment on the fact that Kaepernick is not happy being in America, even though this year he'll make $12 million plus $120,000 per game. So, you know, I said earlier, if Kaepernick wants to help contribute some of his money to the police in whatever community he wants to provide non-lethal weapons, bulletproof vehicles, and special training so they can interact better with the public and have less use of violent force and better protection so that they go into a dangerous place when people have lots of automatic weapons and so on, our police, whatever skin color, don't die. And they do need to do their policing job, and they need to do it in a way that's not going to put people in danger or use lethal force when it's unnecessary, or when they see the actions of someone who eventually turns out to be a non-criminal, someone who's just reaching for their license and you shoot them, that's not rational. Especially if they just happen to be black, because blacks are far more likely in these inner cities to be perpetrators of crime. Innocent people die, and I don't think that's acceptable. So that's the least on that issue. Apparently, Apple has now been ordered to pay $15 billion in EU tax. Of course, the Irish gave them an illegal tax break, which is unreasonable. And Bill Clinton, of course, in February did an interview where he recommended giving jobs to Syrian refugees to rebuild Detroit. That's pretty hard to believe. This is a little on the humorous side, but kind of weird humorous, is Uma Abedin is getting rid of, she's cutting off the wiener. I thought that's too funny. This guy is now sexting his pictures of his body parts to various anonymous women. Obviously, he's mentally ill, and there's probably some disturbed sexual activity going on. We know it's very likely that Uma Abedin is bisexual, and she's the, quote, not only sexitary, she's probably in a relationship with Hillary Clinton. So this is really bizarre, and we now know from her 12 years working as an editor over at this Muslim, basically, journal, that she supported policies through her mother being one of the founders of the Muslim Brotherhood that suppressed women in Saudi Arabia. So this is so weird. It's so bizarre. And all the monies they've received, $100-some million from Muslim countries. And when she went to them, she certainly doesn't, Hillary did not criticize their behavior and treatment of women. So, you know, it's the worst possible thing for her to pretend that she actually supports and protects women. You can't protect Muslim women. Who are you going to protect? They're the most vulnerable, exposed to the most evil tactics on the planet with Sharia law. And of course, heathen, Catholics protest outside Tim Kaine church over abortion. Of course, Tim Kaine can try to get the Catholic vote when he's actually pro-abortion. This guy's a fool, and he looks like a fool. It's like, the more you talk, the more it helps Hillary lose the election. Keep talking. Interesting. China to curb news that promotes Western lifestyles. They're not going to stop at China. You've got old guard communists are going to lose big time. Now, let's pitch back into our medical issues. I can believe this. Alex Jones is always trying to curry interest, and so it's up on Drudge. Alex Jones asked Clinton not to kill him. It's like, come on, Alex. Get a life, you know. Yeah, you're a big shot, but you're often a big manipulator of the news, and you want to suppress other people who are people like Mike Rivero and myself that are significant audience over the number of many, many years now that have alternative views, that have evidence to prove that we're correct and you're not, that you're trying to manipulate and control it. So this latest thing is just another grandstand to try to get attention. You're losing, boy. Forget it. You're trying to copy my nutraceuticals. You're trying to control the news. You don't like it when I prove that your guy, Mr. Jones, is not really a nuclear physicist. He's a fool. And when the debris pile indicates they use nukes instead of super thermite, you know, forget it. okay? Just forget it. So, you know, you think Clinton wants to kill you? That's pretty narcissistic, you know, Alex. Let's put it this way. If you didn't exist, Alex, to cause a lot of hoo-ha against Hillary, they'd have to create you as an actor, which is what you are. That's pretty funny. Let's look at what's going on here also now in terms of health and aging. We have Mountain Red Velvet. When I have a flare-up of my issues of painful joints and so on with physical activity, I take Mountain Red Velvet. I'll take 3 capsules, 4 capsules, maybe open one of them, put it under my tongue once or twice a day. If you take that along with Inflamex and Cell Defense Plus, Tendon Mender to change the tenosites epigenetically and joint performance to reheal the cartilage, you can't help but get rid of musculoskeletal, ligamentous, and tenosynovitis pain. It's really important for people to understand that we can control the physiology of the body without putting something toxic. And one of the other interesting things is people say, well, why don't I just take my doctor's script for non-steroidal anti-inflammatories? Well, if you take non-steroidals, you can be guaranteed that those non-steroidals are going to wreck your stomach lining, increase the risk of getting rid of healthy prostaglandins, and protect your heart from heart attack and vasospasm. It's very, very, you know, crazy to use pharmacology to try to control pain, especially narcotics. So, I tell people, start off with the simple things. Inflamex, Tendon Mender Joint Performance, Mountain Red Velvet. If necessary, the Cell Defense Plus, which is going to reduce the cytokine levels, and add in things to alter the physiology of the tissue, like Power C Plus, things that are going to heal the tissues up, like the Pro Collagen from Her Majesty's Royal Jelly, and things to help peel the cell membranes, like Omega Supreme and Omega Supreme Krill for the phospholipids, and then you're going to start to get actual recovery. What I'm doing now is I'm putting up a lot of videos to explain a lot of the products, whether it's Melatonin TR or Mega Muscles or Maligna Rest or Maligna Block, Lipo Flush, which is our conjugated linoleic acid, Joint Performance, which works on the epigenetics of the joint and helps to heal the cartilage, Tendon Mender, which turns off the tenosites that are turned to active and swelling. Things like GastroHeal to heal the gut wall, and GastroZyme to restore the gut enzymes. All these very, very effective. So I think it's important to understand. We're still looking for Campbell. That we don't see any kind of change in the tissues like the way you see with Mountain Red Velvet. We actually see regeneration of cartilage. We see regeneration of joint fluid. We see the lack of eburnation, bone on bone or cartilage on cartilage. We see ligaments and tendons reversing tenosynovitis, where you get inflammation and eventually you can get trapping and forming cysts on the tendon sheath where it adheres to the tendon. And then you have an adherent kind of valve-like thing that builds up fluid in little bumps along the tendon sheath. That we can reverse with Inflamex. It breaks up the adhesions, deep tissue massage. The use of Tendon Mender and Joint Performance works very, very well. Now, I'm putting together videos on all the products, and I'm talking about also the affiliate, nutraceuticals work well with them. So I'll give you a good example. If you're trying to reverse, let's say, pancytopenia, and we have a recent case where that was requested, first thing you want to do is get rid of the pathogens that are tied with pancytopenia. That would be Nutridyne 15 to 20 drops 3 times a day in filtered water. Allicin Med, 1 capsule 3 times a day to 2 3 times a day. Silver 100, 1 to 2 sprays per 10 pounds body weight, 3 to 4 times a day. And then, of course, to heal the tissues, we start talking about the bone marrow support with BioLVR activated B6, B12, and folate. The use of nutraceutical technologies such as Sam Ethyl, Power Muscle B12, and Superfolate support the bone marrow. Ferritin, which is organic iron 3, so it's not going to cause constipation. And then general support for positive nitrogen balance, which would be Mega Muscles. And, of course, our drinks, Life Support and Ageless. And, we can reverse a problem if we kill off the stealth pathogens, turn off the cytokines and autoimmune or inflammatory changes, and supply the building blocks to rebuild the bone marrow. And, of course, we can monitor that very nicely with a peripheral blood smear analysis, with the QRMA test, and with the bioplasm or metapathia with Hunter function. I had a recent request by somebody who had what's called severe gastroparesis, where basically the stomach's not moving anymore. It's a very serious condition, and it can be lethal. First thing I recommend is the use of IBS care, which is a slow-release carnitine to make the bowel work. Second is what's called acetylcholine support, CDP choline, uridine, or uridine monophosphate if they're a fast acetylator. And you can know that from your 23andMe and Prometheus. And then thirdly, ultrathiamine B1, usually 2 to 3 capsules at least twice a day. And that's going to start restoring cholinergic activity of peristaltic movement of the bowel along with the slow bowel release of IBS care. We often see people with borderline kidney function. We tell them, monitor your microalbumin, 24-hour creatinine clearance in urine. VeinAA is number one capsule twice a day. Ellagic acid, a capsule twice a day. We recommend Cardiovasc, Supernox, Gamma E Plus to protect the kidney from nitroproxy and hydroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione, and Nutritrala for free radicals. And then very importantly, we want to restore we call the epigenetics of healing of the tissue. That'll be Cell Defense Plus. When we look at issues such as autoimmune disease like multiple sclerosis, we try to use a combination of the same treatment we use for the first stage of cancer, which is malignant RAS, malignant block, ellagic acid, etc. And it turns off the hexose monophosphate shunts and the body stops making energy from sugar. Now, if your energy level drops significantly, we can support that without interfering with this pathway, the hexose monophosphate shunt, by simply giving you NADH, 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, D-ribose, at least half a teaspoon in juicer water 4 times a day, and then mood energizer, which is acetyltyrosine, which increases norepinephrine dopamine because these are downregulated. Now, we're trying to restore enzyme activity. Selenium is very important. We have selenium cruciferate. We also have selenium in the form of the Minerals Plus and the proper protein amino acid chelate, which is very powerful. We have now, of course, for prostate and male function. If you're having impotence, it's not just prostatic, it's also neurovascular. We recommend, of course, you take the neurovascular protocol of Cardiovasc, Omega Supreme, Krill, Supernox, BioLVR as the basics, Gamma E+. And then we work on the male hormones, which is Men's Max to release it from sex hormone binding globulin, hormone synergy to prevent it converting to female, DHEA and pregnenolone, 2 pumps in the upper abdomen, lower chest. That combination will usually get things rolling and restoring to normal. Also protecting the vessel walls, VeinAA and ellagic acid. We have people with mood disorders, depression, BioLVR, mood elevator called Posinol, and the use, of course, of DHEA and pregnenolone to restore normal adrenal function, because depression usually is tied to adrenal dysfunction and possibly thyroid. So if your core body temperature is low, you have to assume you're hypometabolic until proven otherwise, which is a better term than hypothyroid because it may just be hypometabolic state. And reverse thyroid hormone is a good way of monitoring it. RT3, if your free RT3 level is high, then you've got usually a disorder that's tied to insulin resistance and pre-diabetes or diabetes. When we're looking at restoring muscle mass, microdose, which is a growth hormone releaser, Mega Muscles, amino acids, Collagen Max. Of course, it's important to take the Minerals Plus as well to restore normal muscle mass building factors. And, of course, I guess Mark is trying to call me, Mark Gaffney. We'll be connecting with Mark in about 10 minutes when we start with Tim Alexander. So he's trying to dial into my computer here rather than dial into the studio. So We'll catch him in just a moment. Mark Gaffney, of course, his book is a second edition of Black 9/11. So what we'll do is we'll get a hold of Mark. We can actually tie into him on Skype. It looks like he's becoming an expert on that. And maybe that'll be better quality sound than the sound we get through our normal audio on a phone. And the studio is going to call. We'll be back in a moment. You don't want to miss it. Top of the hour, Tim Alexander, Mark Gaffney, Black 9/11, second edition. Your questions, 800-313-9443, usually works, but now we have to use our 512 numbers, and they'll be back in just a minute with those.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The important thing is that we are trying to provide you with the best nutraceutical advice, the best geopolitical advice, the best spiritual advice, so you can make proper decisions and, at the very least, ask the best questions. We will be tracking down Mark Gaffney, who actually has a phone number, also has a Skype connection, should have a good show. I will probably also try to do a brief video on my screen capture and then post that up on the Deagle Network, as well as over on live stream and YouTube and Vimeo, so you can be able to have access to that. That should help dramatically with understanding all the new discoveries Mark has made, and we're going to have my co-host here, Tim Alexander, kind of drilling down into the 9/11 issues, because in the last months, the waning months of the Obama administration, it's very likely we may have an Obama-type version of 9/11, which occurred in the first months of the administration of George Bush. We're coming up to the 15th anniversary of 9/11. It would not surprise me that around 9/11 or thereafter, before election day, we're going to have a 9/11 type event. So we need to be aware of that. I think that when we ask good questions and we get proper data, for example, he did a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, and the first thing that you come up against is tremendous resistance. It's important to understand why that resistance is there. It's because they don't want you to know the truth or talk about the anomalies like the timing of the Shanksville explosions and the signature, which is a signature of an explosion occurring either at 3 minutes or at 6 minutes after the hour. So I think that's vital that people have this information. The reason is we didn't investigate Oklahoma City properly and respond to it, so we ended up with 9/11. We haven't really responded correctly to 9/11. And even the so-called alternative media, including Alex Jones, try to disrespect people like me that have solid proof that's already not open to dispute. And yet they try to push a scenario which doesn't include, number one, the dancing Israelis. Number two, doesn't include nukes. It includes foolishness about confusing the issues and disrespect someone like me who presents up to 40 anomalies proving they use nukes, that it was a war game done by the U.S. government in advance. It was not in any way, shape, or form a false flag just done by terrorists. It was a war game done by the U.S. government, and they incorporated Israeli operatives, Saudi actors, etc., North African actors, and even many of these so-called pilots and so on were still flying after 9/11. So this is really not open to dispute anymore. You might want to argue it. Forget it. Don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. We're not going to argue these things. It's over. It's over. Now we know 9/11 was an inside job. You have to understand the Bush government and Dick Cheney did this. What will the Obama administration do? Now they're going to try to support Hillary Clinton, the most corrupt and evil politician ever run for the presidency in the United States, in the U.S., and probably world history. The most corrupt and evil political figure. We'll be back in a moment with Mark Gaffney and Tim Alexander for an amazing show. If you do want to call in, we have those numbers I gave earlier for 512-716-1883, 512-716-1897. If you have a comment or a question for Mark or Tim or myself, again, do call in. You're welcome.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.